Okay, I'd like to thank the Public Health Nursing Section again for inviting us to speak this afternoon. And I'm just gonna, let's see, here we go. And we also do not have any conflict of interest to disclose. In response to persistent health inequity across the U.S., there's an increased interest in community-engaged approaches to health. Nursing and physical therapists are partnering with community organizations to improve the health of the community with a broader appreciation for the social and environmental context of health. The learning objective for this presentation is to explain the role of community-based participatory research and IPE in meeting needs identified by community partners and the experiential educational needs of students in the health professions. CBPR is an approach characterized by collaborative partnerships between community organizations and research institutions with a commitment to addressing local health issues. In an attempt to meet local health concerns, health profession educators are engaging students in community-based clinical education opportunities. These experiences develop mutual trust and respect through co-teaching and co-learning and discovery of community assets. With the multifaceted issues facing patients today, it is challenging for healthcare professionals from a singular discipline to provide the comprehensive care needed to address all health concerns. Use of an interprofessional or IPE approach allows individuals from different disciplines to share expert knowledge and skills necessary to provide comprehensive care. The theoretical framework guiding our study was adapted from Anderson's partnership model, used to describe the collaborative efforts between community partners, research participants, students, and academic researchers. This model demonstrates the joint decision-making process that is integral in collaborative community partnerships. The Westside Health Authority is a well-established community-based organization located in Chicago's Austin neighborhood. Austin is 85% African American and 27% of its residents live in poverty. One of the organization's programs is a youth development center which provides services that help youth develop skills needed to complete school and become positively engaged citizens in their community. Building on a strong history of collaboration with the Westside Health Authority, Rush and Northwestern Universities and the community stakeholders identified nutrition and physical activity as health concerns within Austin. To address these concerns, university faculty proposed an IPE community-based educational experience between nursing and PT students at the YDC. As part of this educational experience, students designed, implemented, and evaluated a nutrition and physical activity program entitled Kids in Motion. The purpose of this project was to describe the impact of this community-based educational experience, which intended to improve community health and student learning. Specifically, we are interested in looking at student and PT perceptions of the community work they did, their perceptions of their IPE experiences while engaged in that community work, assess our community stakeholders' perceptions of the experience working with students, and also to assess the knowledge and behavior changes of the youth who were involved in KIM. Nursing and PT students in the second year of their graduate education and YDC staff and youth participated in the study. 7 Rush nursing students were enrolled in a public health nursing course as part of their Master of Science in Nursing degree, and their work at the YDC met that course clinical requirement. 5 Northwestern PT students participated in a faculty-mentored research project with the YDC as part of their doctorate in physical therapy degree. Informed consent was obtained from all students and the 5 YDC staff. 8 of the 14 youth participating in KIM had parental consent for data used in this study. The 10-week KIM program included weekly nursing student-led sessions on nutrition and weekly PT student-led sessions on physical activity. The YDC staff provided input on programming before the start of each week's activities and gave feedback after the sessions. YDC staff were asked to carry over the nutrition and physical activity knowledge throughout the week. Each week focused on specific health topics described in the table on the slide. The nursing and PT students and faculty also included a youth field trip to their respective universities over the course of the 8 weeks. In order to explore students' and staff perspectives of their experiences, separate focus groups were conducted at the conclusion of KIM. The interview guides for the focus groups were adapted from community campus Partnerships for Health Methods and Strategies for Community Partner Assessment. To assess student perspectives about the experience on their interprofessional learning, the Interdisciplinary Education Perception Scale, which I will call IPS, was administered before and after the implementation of KIM. A physical activity knowledge questionnaire assessed the YDC youth's understanding of physical activity pre and post the project. Accelerometry data was used to measure youth's time spent in sedentary activity and moderate to vigorous physical activity. Administrators at the YDC and institutional review boards from both universities approved the study. Both focus groups were audio recorded and transcribed to provide for an accurate record of the discussion and aid for analyzing the participant comments. Students also completed weekly and midterm electronic reflections, which were included in the analysis. Transcripts and student reflections were reviewed by co-investigators separately and then jointly to determine the themes and develop concept maps. Paired t-tests were used to analyze students' IPS findings and the youth's accelerometry data and physical activity knowledge questionnaire results. Because of the small sample size of this project, analysis of the IPS accelerometry readings and the youth knowledge questionnaires were not statistically significant. For the remainder of the presentation, my colleague Heidi will concentrate on the focus group data.
Okay, so now that Bill has provided all the background to the project, I get to do the fun part and talk about the results. So as Bill mentioned, we conducted two separate focus groups, one for staff and one for students. The students' focus groups resulted in two main themes. One were the students' expectations around the activity, and the second theme was the actual lived experience of delivering KIM. And you'll see here from a very abbreviated version of our concept map that the expectations and the experience were in relation to the youth, the staff, the community, as well as working with each other. Oh, how did that go? Wrong way. The student's expectation of working with the youth was varied. One student said, "I was expecting for the kids to be pretty chaotic, and I would say they met my expectations pretty well. We also didn't have a lot of respect. I expected a little more respect from the youth." And through the experience, although they said that it was chaotic and required some classroom management, they were able to identify success in engaging the youth. They said, "I think we did connect with the youth. Being a role model, just being me, and I think they gravitated towards us." And then they started to open up and would ask questions like, "How did you get into nursing school?" I felt like all of us were starting to build a bond. Our students, from the beginning, they had they understood the importance of connecting with the staff and getting their engagement into the project. And they actually had a pretty high expectation for the level of involvement that they wanted. The students said, "The staff members just know how these kids work. They were able to spur them on in ways that we probably can't because we don't have that same relationship. I thought we were going to have more time, we were going to have a little bit more time with the staff to fill them in and try to get their help so that when we weren't there later in the week, they could kind of move forward with the plan that we started." And through the experience, they identified that the relationship, the engagement from the staff was helpful, it was very collaborative. One student said, "Every week she had something to say to us about our activities and how we could better help the youth understand, so that was helpful to us." The student's expectation around the community was included expectations around the physical environment, and some of it was based on stigma related to socioeconomic status and concerns for their own safety. One student said, "The neighborhood is the kind of place you don't go unless you live there, and if you do, you should probably move. It's kind of an area where you don't have a lot of resources, and they don't have a lot of things that we take for granted, like fresh fruits and being able to have a bike lane so you can ride your bike to work." Through the experience, they definitely gained a deeper understanding of the community that included acknowledgement of socioeconomic status and provided a window into the world where these youth live. One student said, "I definitely have a deeper appreciation for some of the challenges that they face in being able to exercise, having a safe space to do that, having resources to do that. Some family situations may be challenging." And their expectations of the project in relation to interprofessional education is they hope to learn to collaborate with each other and be able to use those skills moving forward. "No matter where I end up working after this program, I'll be working with other disciplines and practicing the skills of interdisciplinary practice. It's a great tool to have. We're gaining knowledge from each other and gathering new perspectives." And through the experience, they were able to collaborate. They learned to communicate with each other. Interprofessional practice requires an understanding of the roles and responsibilities of other healthcare providers, communication in an open environment that allows for questions to be asked without fear of judgment, and use of inclusive and unassuming dialogue will help foster better understanding. And that quote's actually from our written reflection, as you can tell probably by the grammar. A little bit better. So that's it for the student focus groups. For the staff focus groups, again, we have a very abbreviated version of our concept map that shows the four main things that we identified. And those are collaboration, shared learning, and program success through, role modeling and building trust. So the staff identified collaboration as one of the assets, one of the benefits to the program. They said, and we did it as a whole, we kept piggybacking off everybody working together. So what the PT students taught on Monday, we brought it back on Wednesday. What the nursing students taught on Thursday, we would look at the day's meal the youth were having and say, oh, you need to drink your milk. They also identified shared learning as a benefit. Our students were able to learn about working in the community, about working with each other. The staff learned to view the universities as resources in the community. And the youth, they of course learned about nutrition and physical activity as well as seeing role models. One of the staff members said, and it's good to know that I've got a partner or somebody who cares about my after-school program, that they can send their students here to come and teach or to come and learn. I look at them as a resource. Provide some education and activities for youth, but I think it's a give and take, you know. And the staff, although the intended outcome was for the youth to increase their knowledge related to physical activity and nutrition, the staff perceived one of the biggest benefits was that they saw role models. They saw future possibilities for careers in the health professions. One staff member said, I mean, just the diversity of the students. We had ladies that were nurses, and we had a male that wanted to be a nurse. And they were like, you're a man. You're supposed to be a doctor, not a nurse. Now, hold on. No, let's clear up that stereotype now. The staff also perceived our students' ability to build trusting relationships and understand the importance of that trust as one of the assets to the program. Get to know Mikey first, because if you don't have an understanding of them, you try to talk to me about nutrition, but when I leave here, I don't have food at home. We don't have milk in the house. He's not listening to you because he's trying to worry about when I leave here, am I going to have something to eat? So all in all, the focus group results suggest that both the staff and the students had a positive experience working with each other. Our students really were able to gain a better understanding not only of the community, but the impact they have on others through this extended amount of time that they spent in the community. And literature supports that idea. Research shows that if students have repeated exposures to community settings, that they move beyond these personal insights about cultural beliefs to a broader, deeper understanding of the community. 2 minutes, okay. And the staff, as I mentioned earlier, they really saw this collaboration as one of the important parts of the project. There was a mutual respect there. The students respected the staff. They saw the staff as experts on the community, experts on the youth. And the staff respected our students. They saw them as experts in their own fields. And so that relationship really produced a dynamic program that was responsive to the needs of the youth in the community. Strengths and limitations, since I only have a minute and a half, I'm going to be very brief. We had a long-term sustainable relationship, which I cannot highlight the importance of that enough. And because we are two private universities, two health professions, and one very unique organization, the generalizability may be very limited. Implications for educators, because I see many in the room. We broke these down in relationship to CVPR and IPE. When it comes to partnerships, we say get creative. Both Rush and Northwestern have a number of education programs in the health professions, but Rush doesn't have a PT program, and Northwestern doesn't have a nursing program. So the fact that we partnered with each other really allowed us to expose our students to other students who they may not have had the opportunity to work with. And again, long-term relationships, can't stress that enough. In terms of IPE, our students loved working with each other. In fact, so much that they wanted to work with each other more. They wanted to have more face-to-face contact. So moving forward, we are considering the use of some other online platforms such as GoToMeeting or Skype or BlueJeans that may allow them to have some virtual face-to-face contact that we think will really improve that connectedness between the group. So overall, this project really describes the process of a community-engaged, interprofessional professional experience that was developed in response to the need identified by a community member or community partner. The community partner's expectations were met in terms of the health promotion project. Our students' expectations were met. They learned to work with each other. They need to learn to work with youth. They learned to work in an underserved community. So in closing, community settings should be considered as a sustainable method to meet both public health needs identified by community partners and the experiential educational needs of students.